This recording, Anguilla 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma! Coma!" which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mistress Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. What do I do on weekends? Me, I would normally go home. I'd wash. And if my brothers call me, then going to the fish parts, I probably go. I'll go on the beach, roast some fish, swim a little bit. And stuff like that. Other than that, I'll just stay home and clean up, cook. And, you know, if they want to come over and get something to eat, they could do that. Because I love to cook and them love to eat, so there you go. But other than that, nothing much. Just relax. Once we ain't got no jobs, once we ain't got no work, I like to bake. So I always bake. Almost every weekend I bake something. Whether it's bread pudding, pound cake, Johnny cakes. And yeah, once I make Johnny cakes, I would have fried fish. So anytime we got fried fish, we make Johnny cakes. So they go perfect together. So sometimes we bake the Johnny cakes. If them sit them on it, them prefer the Johnny cakes baked in the outside oven with the coals, with the wood. So you get that flavor. So if them say we can bake them outside, they're much, you know, the taste, the flavor is better than when you bake them on the in the inside oven. So we would do that and yeah, enjoy ourselves.